Harper Audio presents Seven Wonders Book 4, The Curse of the King, by Peter Larangis. Performed by Jonathan McLean. Chapter 1. The Wrath of Yappy. Having less than a year to live doesn't feel great. But it's worse when you're in a cop car that smells of armpits, cigarettes, and dog poop. "Don't New York City cops ever clean their cars?" Cass Williams mumbled. I turned my nose to the half-open window. Allie Black was at the other end of the back seat, but Cass was stuck in the middle. Outside, music blared from a nearby apartment window. An old woman walking a chihuahua eyed us and began yelling something I couldn't quite make out. "Okay, what do we do now, Destroyer?" Cass asked. "Jack is still my name," I said. "The Destroyer shall rule. That was the prophecy," Allie replied. "And your mom pointed at you."
"We were invisible! She could have been pointing at..."
My voice trailed off. It was after midnight, but the way they were both glaring at me, I felt like I needed sunglasses. I was beginning to think throwing that last loculus under a train might not have been a great idea.
"Look, I'm sorry. I really am, but I had to do it or everyone would have died. You would have done the same thing."
Allie sighed.